Countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the National Dairy Council. The journey begins on Ireland's farm pastures and ends with natural goodness on your table.
Well, a new book sheds light on the bitter land wars from 1879 to 1882, when tenant farmers fought for the right to own their own land rather than pay rent to absentee landlords. Loughrea in Galway was a particular hotbed of violence and murder around this time. Chronicled in a new book, Loughrea, The Den of Infamy, written by Emeritus Professor at NUI Galway and retired physician Pat Finnegan, who has been speaking to Francis Shanahan about his family connection to this time.
I have always been interested in history. Our house was full of it. It was one of the centres of the Land League in that area. My great-grandfather, John Sweeney, was secretary and the main organiser of the Land League. And indeed, I knew his wife. She died in 1945. But I remember her well, and she was very highly regarded. And at her funeral, they came from all over South Galway on bicycles and traps and sidecars, because it was October 1945 and there were not many cars, to honour her, because everyone knew how indomitable she was during the land war, and ran her husband's business when he was in jail, as he was for numbers of years.
I was under the impression that your great-grandfather had been a tenant farmer on one of the local estates. That's not the case.
No. He was a builder, and all the family were involved in building. But it was the political dimension that brought him into it, and that's where the coalition developed in between the town and the country, that they were on the same side. The people in the town were dependent, of course, on farmers coming into town to buy produce. So there was a very close link between the town and country at that time.
And obviously a great sympathy. Was the Land League trying to negotiate with the estate owners to get fair rents for the farmers, or were they agitating for something else?
Oh, no, it was essentially about rent at that time, and it happened on the individual estates, and for the first time the tenants were organised, and on the Dunsandel estate there were several times when they met at a specific place and they all marched to the agent for the landlord and demanded a reduction in the rents. A lot of the landlords reduced rent by 10, 15, 20% or more, but many others refused to reduce the rents. So the agitation then inevitably led to violence, the introduction of boycotting and intimidation of people who took evicted land particularly, and who worked for landlords and bailiffs and process servers and people like that. They were targeted by the Land League, and the Fenian movement were also very involved, and there were a lot of arms available in the country at the time that were imported from America and England, and inevitably the arms were used. In the area that I've written this book about, there were 8 murders mainly in the Loughrea and Athenry police districts.
And is that where you get the title, that Loughrea, that den of infamy? Is that where it comes from?
Yes, it is a quotation from a resident magistrate at the time who was notorious, a man called Clifford Lloyd. On the day that he arrived in Loughrea, there had been a murder. 2 people were shot dead just outside the town. And his reaction to that was to arrest 23 people from the town, and they were interned. Now, none of them had anything to do with the killings. They were arrested on suspicion, and none of them were tried with those killings. But that's what he described in a letter to the Lord Lieutenant of the time, Earl Spencer. He said that Loughrea was a den of infamy, and the new Coercion Act would have to be put into full force to get public order restored.
Were the landlords in Galway, were they particularly harsh and not compromising with their tenants?
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the most notorious in the whole country was the Earl of Clanrickard. He was resistant to any reduction in his rents. He was a very odd man. He was a miser living in London in luxury. One of the worst estates in the whole country at that time was the Clanrickard estate between Loughrea, Portumna, Woodford, that area. The Dunsandel landlords and the Purses, Lady Gregory's people in Roxburgh was the name of the estate. They were very harsh, and I've given illustrations of how they behaved in terms of evicting, and then when the person tried to take possession again, he was evicted again, and the house knocked down, and the stock sold, and barbaric behaviour, really.
Francis Shanahan talking to Pat Finnegan, author of Loughrea, Den of Infamy, which is published by Four Courts Press.